For someone who isn't familiar with football, it can be a daunting sport to understand. Not only are there tons of rules, but the jargon can be absolutely overwhelming. Brown right F short 2 jet flanker drive. No, really, that's an actual play. And even football's general concepts, things like play action or faking a handoff before attempting to throw, usually have unique names that don't necessarily correspond with what spectators see. As it turns out, cheerleading has its own language too. Baskets are the interlocking arms the cheerleader lands in after being hoisted up or thrown into the air. Taylor Hodges has been cheering with FSU for 4 years. She describes what peekaboo means for the cheer team.
Peekaboo is when it's a pyramid, so there's two girls on the ground, two girls on their shoulders, so one on each. And then the two top girls bend over and a girl jumps on their back. So she like comes from behind and so it's like peekaboo. Yeah.
Here's another.
We do something called 555s, and you can send us a text that morning saying, oh, we're doing 555s tonight at practice, and the whole team, the day is just over.
That's Casey Dobbins. She's been cheering for 3 years.
So it's like we do 5 standing tucks, 5 back handspring tucks, and 3 toe backs and 2 triple toe backs. And then we'll do running, tumbling, 5 of each skill.
So for those keeping score, that's backflips with no hands, backflips with hands, a jumping toe touch followed by a backflip, and then 3 jumping toe touches in a row followed by, you guessed it, another backflip. Jamie White's been cheering with FSU for 4 years, and she says the cheerleaders have to be just as tough as the teams they cheer for.
We get hit left and right. We have concussions left and right. I currently have a broken nose from Nationals last year, and I can't even get surgery on it because I still have one more year of cheerleading, and it's going to get hit again.
Zach Morehouse is in his 4th year with Florida State, but he started cheering back in middle school. He says the training regimen is just as demanding as any other sport.
When it comes down to it, we're practicing every day, either stunting at practice or in the weight room with the same strength coaches and stuff like that all the other athletes have. And we're required even outside of that to meet up with our partners and work to get good for the sideline.
Taylor Hodges agrees and says cheerleaders have an added hurdle.
Late hours, sweating in the same facility that they do, and we have to look good while we do it.
But their coach, Stacey Sutton, says there are more practical reasons why cheerleading can be a challenge.
These kids don't get scholarships, so they're all here because they want to be, and it's something that, you know, it's in their heart and they love to do, and I think that's special, especially for a coach.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the sidelines before the game with Clemson, part of the cheer team is doing aerial stunts while the others are sliding flags onto poles and wrapping them up with tape.
So for flags again this time. Hopefully the team will run out on time, but if not, I'm going to stop just before the seventh.
After a slow start, the game picks up near the end, and Florida State wins in overtime. As the final play ends, fireworks explode at the opposite end of the stadium. The cheer team is ecstatic. Here's Jamie White again.
It's our senior year, our last Clemson first Florida State game ever, and it is one to remember till my grave. I'm not kidding.
10 minutes after the game ends, after the players have made their way off the field and through the tunnel, the cheerleaders are still on the sidelines, dancing, waving, and screaming up at the fans. They aren't doing any set cheers. They're just basking in the victory. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.